Greetings again, brothers and sisters. This is your daily devotion for Tuesday, November the 9th, 2021. And it's our 20th episode of Job. We can celebrate that today. And we're going to hear from Job today. Job comes back to respond to Zophar. So that'll be chapter 21 of the book of Job. And as we've been doing lately, let's just review chapter 20 a little bit, make sure we're all kind of moving together through this or thinking about important things that are being pointed out by this discourse between Job and his friends. So yesterday, we heard from Zophar, again, the last one to speak in the third round. And if you're keeping track, we're now in the second round of the debate. Zophar is the third man to speak. So that yesterday concludes the second round. Remember, Zophar represents the legalist. Legalism, legalists, literalists believe that God works according to basic laws and orders, law and order. And that, of course, is true. But you have to understand what judgment means in God's eyes for any kind of sense of law and order judge to be valid. God is not in judgment and laying down law and order judgments. God sits on a throne of grace, right? Zophar knows nothing about that grace. In fact, knowing about that grace would explode his whole theory. And boy, doesn't he come on strong this time. It was pretty harsh yesterday. Did you notice that? Zophar is getting more brutal. So are the other friends. Maybe so is Job, for that matter. They're getting more brutal and more cruel. J. Vernon McGee says that Zophar is a hard slugger. Right? He introduces nothing new, but he pours out all that he has. Right? He basically holds to the theory that Job is a very wicked person and that the wicked must be punished. Isn't that simple and easy? Let's go to one of the last lines in yesterday's. In fact, it is the last line in yesterday's chapter from Zophar, chapter 20. He says, "This is the portion of a wicked man from God, and the heritage appointed unto him by God." His implication, of course, is that Job is that wicked man. There's no uncertainty about it. Job is wicked, and considering Job's condition right at that moment, what he's been through, what he's going through, that's a pretty hard pill to swallow from a so-called friend. But, as we've noticed, Job is ready to answer and defend himself. And Job can come on strong, too. So let us hear from Job. Chapter 21, Job's response to Zophar. Then Job replied, "Listen carefully to my words. Let this be the consolation you give me. Bear with me while I speak, and after I have spoken, mock on. Is my complaint directed to a human being? Why should I not be impatient? Look at me and be appalled. Clap your hand over your mouth. When I think about this, I am terrified. Trembling seizes my body. Why do the wicked live on, growing old and increasing in power? They see their children established around them, their offspring before their eyes. Their homes are safe and free from fear. The rod of God is not on them. Their bulls never fail to breed. Their cows calve and do not miscarry. They send forth their children as a flock, Their little ones dance about. They sing to the music of timbrel and lyre. They make merry to the sound of the pipe. They spend their years in prosperity and go down to the grave in peace. Yet they say to God, "Leave us alone. We have no desire to know your ways. Who is the Almighty that we should serve him? What would we gain by praying to him?" But their prosperity is not in their own hands. So I stand aloof from the plans of the wicked. Yet, how often is the lamp of the wicked snuffed out? How often does calamity come upon them, the fate God allots in his anger? How often are they like straw before the wind, like chaff swept away by a gale? It is said, God stores up the punishment of the wicked for their children. Let him repay the wicked, so that they themselves will experience it. Let their own eyes see their destruction. Let them drink the cup of the wrath of the Almighty. For what do they care about their families they leave behind when their allotted months come to an end? Can anyone teach knowledge to God, since he judges even the highest? One person dies in full vigor, completely secure and at ease, well nourished in body, bones rich with marrow. Another dies in bitterness of soul, never having enjoyed anything good. Side by side they lie in the dust, and worms cover them both. I know full well what you are thinking, the schemes by which you would wrong me. You say, "Where now is the house of the great, the tents where the wicked lived?" Have you never questioned those who travel? Have you paid no regard to their accounts? That the wicked are spared from the day of calamity, that they are delivered from the day of wrath. Who denounces their conduct to their face? Who repays them for what they have done? They are carried to the grave, and watch is kept over their tombs. The soil in the valley is sweet to them. Everyone follows after them, and a countless throng goes before them. So how can you console me with your nonsense? Nothing is left of your answers but falsehood. That is all. Amen.